Raw milk has seen a rise in popularity in recent years. More than 30 states, many in the Midwest and Great Plains, allow its sale for human consumption in some form. But food safety officials have long warned of risks with drinking unpasteurized milk. Now, a recent outbreak of bird flu in dairy cattle has raised new health concerns with consuming the product. Harvest Public Media's Skylar Rossi reports on what that means for people producing and drinking raw milk.
Scott Moser pulls glass jars of raw cow's milk from one of the coolers against the wall of a refurbished shuttle bus.
Welcome aboard. Need more milk?
Yes.
Let's do it. How are you today?
He greets many of his customers by name as they board one by one carrying colorful cooler bags and grocery sacks. Scott and his wife Rachel Moser own Bee Holigan Farm in Excelsior Springs, Missouri. The operation sells about 700 gallons of raw milk per week. One of their loyal customers is Tara Huffman. She has been drinking raw milk for more than a decade.
It's a superior product. That's really what it comes down to. We have followed Scott kind of all over Kansas City. He has so many drop-offs.
Customers can't get this milk inside of a grocery store under Missouri law, which is why the Mosers and their team make more than 40 weekly stops across the Kansas City area. Raw milk is chilled straight from a cow and doesn't undergo the heating process that pasteurized milk does. Every state has different regulations around how or whether it can be sold. While many of the people drinking raw milk say it's healthier and even makes them feel better, most health experts say there are risks to drinking it. Cornell University dairy foods microbiologist Nicole Martin can name a long list of possible pathogens.
We know we can find listeria and salmonella, E. coli, campylobacter, a variety of different types of bacteria that can make people ill.
And now the emergence of bird flu in dairy cows is raising more concerns. Testing shows that bird flu is present in sick cow's milk. There's no evidence yet that humans can contract the virus through drinking raw milk. But Martin says bird flu in dairy cattle is new, and there are unanswered questions about how the virus can spread.
We don't know enough yet to say there is no risk, and therefore the approach at this point is there should be increased caution.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is encouraging states to monitor or even halt the sale of raw milk products. Still, the demand for raw milk is strong. Recent data from market research firm Nielsen IQ found that sales of raw milk have increased despite recent bird flu cases in dairy cows and the FDA's warnings. In Iowa, fourth-generation dairy farmer Jay Schonbacher says news of the virus caused a slight dip in his raw milk sales in May, but they've since recovered. With bird flu cases in the state, he says he's monitoring his herd, speaking with his vet each week, and he's increased biosecurity measures.
The last thing we want to do is give raw milk a bad reputation, right? So, we don't want people getting sick from our product. We're doing everything we can to make the product healthy.
In Missouri, where there have been no bird flu cases in cows, the Mosers say they are consistently seeing new customers place orders. Rachel Moser says the farm closely tests milk from each quarter of each cow's udder. She says the farm is her livelihood and her customers are like family. She even names some of her cows after her longtime buyers.
Most of my customers, they trust that we are doing everything in our power to keep our product extremely safe and that we're vigilant and that they trust that we've got their best interests at heart.
Moser says many of her customers are more worried about state officials stopping the sale of raw milk than they are about getting sick. I'm Skylar Rossi, Harvest Public Media.